Okay, if you remember, a few weeks ago when we left off, we were discussing the pathology of the Yetzer Hara and how to defeat the Yetzer Hara, because the three statements of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, one of them was about Ayin Hara, one was about Yetzer Hara, and one was about Sinas Abrios. So we've been trying to disassemble or deconstruct these three aspects, and we talked about Rabbi Tzadok and Rabbi Akiva, and the two different ways they faced the similar Yetzer Hara, and the women that were sent to them in the middle of the night. And Rabbi Tzadok was saying, I'm a Kohen, and I come from such a pedigreed family, how can I compromise my dignity? Rabbi Akiva didn't want to look, and he just looked, assumed that this woman would be like flesh and bones, dust and worms, and therefore she shouldn't be attracted to her. That's what we spoke about a few weeks ago. The Avos Rav Nasan also discusses Yosef, and it provides a very different slant on the Yosef story. The typical slant is his master's wife, sexual temptation, he's alone, he sees his father's image in the window, everyone needs a role model, everyone needs moral examples, and he overcomes and he withstands the pressure and the temptation. There's a conversation between this woman and Yosef that we don't have in the other classic Mefarshim, but it's very important to understanding how the Yetzer Hara gangs up on us. What happens? She's torturing him and she's baiting him verbally. She says, I'll put you in jail. Ultimately, that comes true. Amr la Hashem matir asirim. Hashem will release me, he says to her. Amr lo, she tells him, Aniana keres enacha, I'll gouge your eyes. He says, Hashem pokei avivim, Hashem will restore my eyesight. Amr lo, she says, Ani echfof eskomaseich, I will lower your stature. She knows brachas hashachar. She's going through all the brachas. I will lower your stature. And Yosef says, Baruch Hashem zokeith kifufim. She says, I'll turn you into an evil person. I'll incriminate you. She says, Hashem oriv tzadikim. I'll turn you into a foreigner. Hashem oriv esagerim. Basically, she's trying to pummel him and threaten him with all these threats of what she can do to him. And he defends himself with his faith and his bitachon in Hashem. This is a very strange overlay to the story. We think that the real challenge for Yosef is sexual temptation. Here, all of a sudden, she's going through brechas hashachar and threatening to lower his stature, or to knock his eyes out, to lock him in jail, and he responds with a bracha. The answer is as follows. For Yosef and for us, it's never just what you feel when you have a Yetzer Hara. You have to learn yourself and see psychologically where does it come from. If you're only dealing with the feeling and the expression and the temptation, whatever it is, you're basically dealing with the symptoms. It's like you're taking an aspirin. If you're not taking antibiotics or surgery, whatever it is to deal with, how to rewire yourself. We're all very, very intricate psychological people. And we have insecurities and weaknesses and things in our past, and these prey upon us with an E-P-R-E-Y. And very often we attend to these psychological insecurities and needs with indulgences that could seem to be purely temptation, whether we eat too much or whether we're involved in inappropriate sexual interests and really steal sometimes. It's not, for example, I once heard a story about someone who's a kleptomaniac and really needed it because you're so greedy, you're stealing stupid things, silly things. But because when he was young, his parents didn't have as much money as he thought. He felt very insecure financially. This is his way of creating security. Some people feel insecure when they're young, socially, physically. There are all types. People have insecurities. That's basic to human nature. And the more that you're able to trace a chait and a temptation to a particular part of your psychological wiring, and you can understand it, so you can change your psychological wiring, or you can find other outlets that are healthier for those psychological needs. You can deal with it head on. That's essentially what this medrash is describing. It wasn't just about his master's wife and how pretty she was. Yosef was vulnerable. Yosef was alone. Yosef was a foreigner. Yosef had been mocked and scorned by his family, almost murdered, sold into slavery. There's a lot of baggage there. There's a lot of trauma. And he's now very, very vulnerable. This is Egypt. Egypt's a really strong caste system, very strong hierarchies, and he's at the bottom of the food chain. And she's a princess. I mean, her husband was one of the rulers and political makers and shakers of Egypt. So when she says these things to Yosef, whether she's going through the Berachas HaShachar or not, she's essentially threatening Yosef. And for him, the response is, and the strength of the temptation is not just physical or sexual. Keep in mind, this is also beyond just her threats. Yosef was a dreamer, and he had his dreams crushed. Everyone he met, everyone was denouncing him and repudiating him and mocking him. Finally, someone gets it. Finally, someone sees his talent. Finally, someone admires him. And this is his ticket to the top. Because her husband was, as I said before, part of the political echelon. So if he marries her, and presumably they whack the husband, this is his ticket to stardom. So it's not just the vulnerability, it's also all those deep-seated ambitions and aspirations that he's waiting to fulfill. So there's a lot of psychology going on. And the fact that he's able to withstand those psychological pressures in some ways is more important and more useful than being able to suppress a particular desire. Because that desire is deeply rooted in your psychological makeup, legitimately, because everyone has psychological barriers they have to overcome. And the sooner you're able to say, oh, you know why I keep returning to this habitual behavior, to this recidivist, I constantly fail in that area, it's because I've got a deep fill-in-the-blank, a deep need which this avera serves. Because the averas you continue to come back to aren't just physical. If you're a hedonist, if you're a drug addict, if you're Caligula, you're just a Roman emperor, endless indulgent, most people are morally sound and balanced people. If you find yourself constantly pathologically addicted to a particular avera, it's important to say why. Where does it come from that I'm constantly falling into that trap? If you can connect the dots, you can start to understand your psyche and deal with your psyche in healthier terms, redirecting. That's the purpose of this marriage. It wasn't just his master's wife was prancing around in a pretty dress. It was fear, vulnerability, the fact that she could just abuse him or exploit him at will, the fact that he was in a foreign land, the fact that he had so much baggage from his past, the fact that he had so much ambition, that he still was able to withstand this and say, look, I've got these issues and I'll deal with them, but I'm not going to necessarily indulge in this forbidden behavior because of my psychological fear, and I'll use, if anything, my strength in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not just saying, I feel vulnerable and I'll stop in some other way. He uses his vulnerability to reinforce his relationship with Hashem. Every time she points out a potential weakness, a potential Achilles heel, he says, oh, Hashem will restore me, Hashem will support me, Hashem will. And that's really the ultimate way to deal with our insecurity. Unless you're insecure, or until you're insecure, you're not going to have a full relationship with Hashem. If you feel so secure and self-confident and self-sufficient, you may not have room for Hashem. If you feel there's a weakness or a lack or an absence in human ability, then you look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore that. So you've got an intersection here. A person reaches the intersection of human insecurity. You can make a right turn and service it with the Yetzer Hara, or you can make a left turn, just making left or right, you make a left turn and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu and find that aspect to deal with your insecurities and your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Tomorrow is Rashi.